Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 104. The Standard Group is here. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Donnie.
Adam.
Pat.
Changing it up. Look at you guys. Okay. I understand. Okay. This is our second take. Our first one, they said their last names, and then I accused them of, harassment and stuff. You know, people are going to track you down and say, you know, I think your opinion on X-Men number 9 was stupid.
And I'll say, can't say.
You'll say
opinions or something.
You'll say right. Yeah, I know.
Opinions are like, yeah.
So, lots of stuff to talk about because we didn't do one last week because I had a sitter and did not feel like paying a sitter to while I sat here and rambled on nonsensically.
I'm not going through that again.
Yeah, no. So, we're back. So, yeah, we skipped a week, but it's my fault. I'll take the heat. So, let's talk about Walking Dead. Some stuff happened last week on The Walking Dead. Hopefully, everybody's caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel launched Inhumanity, which is the biggest thing since Infinity.
Can anything be bigger than Infinity, by definition?
Wow. You know, I don't think they thought of that.
No.
No. Although the storyline might go on for Infinity.
Marvel's Infinity.
I thought Infinity's storyline went on for Infinity.
Yeah. But all sorts of stuff to talk about. And I do want to preface it a little bit. If you're a big Marvel fan and hate when I am critical of them, you might want to stop listening. To every one of these, but this one in particular. I have some issues with Marvel. Yes, listen until we get there. Okay, Adam has lots of nice things to say about Marvel. So, no, I came to a realization this morning of why I'm not a big fan of Marvel. It's because I don't trust them.
Here's my question.
They do stuff that doesn't make sense.
Why does Herschel like spaghetti so much?
Well, it doesn't matter anymore now, does it?
No. Moment of silence.
Spoilers.
Spaghetti. You spoiled it. I said spaghetti.
Tuesdays.
Well, he meant him spoilers.
And that makes it it all worthwhile. Oh, so we're just going to jump into The Walking Dead.
We'll recap The Walking Dead. That's at
the bottom of the list. But no, we'll start there and make everybody wonder why
backwards.
I'm upset with Marvel.
Some people read backwards.
Well, if you read backwards, it would say DM, or I don't even know what a backwards D makes.
Something. That's it.
Well played. Okay. So, we'll go on to Walking Dead. I was happy with the episode, and it definitely made the last few make more sense. I get where they were going with wanting the governor to show his redemption and then return to form. I just think they could have done it a little better.
Felt crammed in there.
Well, it felt crammed, and it would have been better to see over maybe like 6 episodes spliced in with things going on in the prison.
Yeah.
As it was, those 2 episodes were just so tedious. It all worked in the end, but the process was painful.
And I think Herschel would have been much happier if he came with spaghetti.
No. I'd agree.
He likes spaghetti.
That's fine.
He's mentioned spaghetti quite a lot.
Yeah, okay.
I like spaghetti, too.
That group that the governor was with, I'm just ignoring him now. The group that the governor
we have
was
to. No more, Adam, no more energy shots for you before podcasts. That's a new rule.
It wasn't that good. So.
He's going to go off
on
tangent.
Okay, well.
Yeah. So, you know, the governor shows up, and the next day their leader's dead. And then the day after that, their next leader's dead. So, hey, let's.
And the day after that, they're following him, and as soon as he cuts the guy's head off. And they're like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, this seems legit. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, you'd think at that point, when they hacked his head off, they'd kind of go, what are we doing here?
And then it was, well, we need the prison. So the first thing he does, roll the tank through the gate. Yeah,
right.
It kind of ruins the prison, so maybe we should not do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like when the tank operator guy, what's his name?
I forget his name.
The guy with the crossbow.
Daryl.
When Daryl, you know, has him, he's like, oh, sorry, my bad. You know, like he wasn't going to shoot him. Yeah. I did enjoy that.
Kind of tossing a grenade in the barrel.
Right, I like
that.
Would that really work? Would that happen? I mean, I have no idea.
I mean,
I don't know how those things operate.
Not like
that. On the inside. I mean, I understand.
Not like that.
The basics of a tank.
You know, it would roll down the barrel, and at the back end of the barrel, assuming the breech was open, the grenade would fall in, but it wouldn't blow off like that.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a big grenade.
I don't
Okay. I don't know these things. But they were very weak bullets coming from the automatic weapons when Tyrese laid down behind potted plants and they didn't penetrate. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, on an AK-47, it takes 18 inches of live wood to stop a round.
So Daryl holding the zombie in front of him, that wouldn't have worked?
No, probably not.
Okay.
When they rot, they petrify. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah. Got it. Makes
everyone
sense.
Everyone hit the spine and it deflected
okay.
off.
Fair enough.
Although I do think that was pretty cool, too, when he took the zombie and used that as a shield.
Yeah, no, it was very cool, but yeah, there were some kind
I don't get why they... I don't get why they didn't go back to Woodbury, the prison group.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Woodbury and collect weapons
and
supplies and just end that town completely. Instead of leaving them there, the gunmen
I
thought that they did, though, because, I mean, they took some from Morgan last season.
Because otherwise
they
didn't
have
like
laundry carts full of guns and everything.
Yeah, that was kind of neat when Daryl was passing them out. Yeah. My whole big problem with the whole governor storyline thing is why did they leave the apartment? I still don't understand that.
They didn't want to be there anymore for some reason.
Well, you have an apartment. You have all furnishings.
Yeah. It seems safe.
You have something. Zombies really couldn't get in there. They weren't going to knock on the door, you know. So if they with the governor, because they finally had their man, there was probably plenty of canned food throughout that building.
Yeah.
So, clearly they hadn't cleared out. So I think they could have lived there for a long time and been safe, but it just never made sense. Hey, let's go live in a panel van and drive around.
Yeah,
what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah,
that just seemed really awkward. And then his group, the new group that he went to, how did they have an extra trailer? You had people living in tents. Why did the governor get a trailer?
Because he's the governor.
Right, but it just that didn't make sense. So little things like that.
Did they switch his eye patch?
No, I don't.
I kept thinking his eye patch switched to a different eye.
Just as a joke?
Well,
they were joking you?
I haven't seen him for a while, so all of a sudden when he appeared again, I was just like, is that even the right eye it was on? Because I wasn't sure if she stabbed him here or here.
That'd be great if
I had
just
no
switched
idea.
It every
I didn't
episode.
Remember. And he was gone for a while.
Yeah.
Now, so is the baby alive?
Sure,
dead or alive?
I think it is. I don't think they have the guts to do that on a television
show.
No,
I don't either.
I was actually hoping...
But it would be a nice way to write it off and not have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she died at the prison anyway in the comic, but what I really wanted to see, because I'm morbid this way, was the baby got shot, died, and is crawling around as a zombie baby.
You know, one thing...
That would have been funny.
One episode I didn't get was when the zombies broke into the prison. And Carl and Rick went out with assault rifles.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, there,
to shoot them. And why Carl, who's maybe 4 foot tall and weighs like 90 pounds, was able to shoot an assault rifle as straight as can be without getting like thrown backwards.
Because he's Carl.
An M4 you can do that with. There's not a lot of kick. There's there's a buffer spring in it that
I was wondering
because
I said, he seems like he can hold this gun really well.
Well, don't forget the eagle-eyed little girl that got the headshot.
That was awesome.
She's going to be the new most popular character because she is psycho.
I don't think she's going to last. I think she's going to end up being like Billy in the comic book, and she's going to kill her little sister to watch her turn.
And Carl's
going to
put an end to her.
Yep.
I was wondering that too.
But I did like how basically this has helped me in a sales position. The end of the season was exactly the end of issue 48. Which is also the end of the first compendium and the end of volume 8. So now, like I had somebody in today, he's like, can I just start at 9? Yes, you can start at 9 reading and move right ahead, which, is good for me.
I'd start from the beginning.
You can, but if you don't want to, buy 8 volumes, you can skip them.
I do.
Well, okay, well, you can buy them.
Buy
them twice. All right,
we'll buy them again.
Why would I do that?
Because they...
I still think that could have been the finale last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it almost seems like a repeat.
There was a lot of,
it would have been more satisfying.
Like this one, all the stuff where they were sick, just.
Yeah.
I understand it was an interesting plot point where what happened, just a simple cold can kill you. But that just seemed, that went on.
It dragged, yeah.
I mean, and what's his name?
Then they got back with the medicine. All right,
except the one guy's still sick.
Glenn
is still sick. And he's on the bus. And so now they've all been split up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a little bit interesting, but they've done this before. They did that after The Farm, where Andrea and Michonne... Well, Michonne wasn't with them
I'm
yet.
I'm happy they're out of the prison. I like it. There's more action when they're not in a community.
Yeah. But like, now they're going to be going from house to house for a while.
Yeah.
And all interesting, this is where the phone kicked in the books.
Right. Yeah.
So, because, you know, they kind of showed him...
This is also when they, in the books, where they ran into those cannibals. Remember, they were looking for...
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's how they finally killed off...
Dale.
Dale. Yeah. Dale's dead for...
Dale's already
the farm,
dead.
So.
Yeah. Well, and they run back into Morgan again, and I don't think that's going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like...
They kind of wrapped him up.
Them.
Yeah. He's a little too far gone.
Yeah.
The zombies, they're weird.
That's your statement on The Walking Dead. Zombies are weird.
They're weird, yeah.
But I liked how it ended. I definitely, you know, I'm... A couple of times this year it's been, okay, I have to watch it because we're going to want to talk about it. But now it seems a little more energized. But they seem to have done that. A lot of shows do that where the finale kind of brings you back in.
Yeah.
So, S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm actually just in the process of trying to watch the new one. I had too many customers today to watch it. Thanks, guys.
The last episode was very uneventful.
Okay.
I thought.
The one last night?
Yeah.
They brought back the guy from the beginning.
Yeah, they brought
from
back
the first
that guy.
Episode. Because I was excited when they said they were going to bring in a superhero to help them. I'm like, awesome. Who are they going to bring in?
And it's Luke Cage guy?
Yeah. So they bring him in. I'm like, okay,
that's
really? The guy who's
him.
Been in
not
training,
Luke Cage,
air quotes,
Luke Cage.
Training for what? A month? You know?
Yeah.
The only eventful thing was the end. You said you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Can I spoil it?
Yeah.
They take Coulson?
Oh my gosh. To Tahiti?
They want to know what happened after Tahiti.
Oh, who does? Who's they?
This whatever terrorist organization.
Oh, Centipede. Yeah. Okay, yes. So they're finally getting a bad... I noticed that from the beginning. It's like they're trying to establish...
Yesterday's
the bad
episode
guy.
Was kind of what I always wanted the show to be.
Okay.
It wasn't that it was a great episode, but... You have the superheroes there. They're kind of focused on another organization that's kind of their foil, and there's some action going on. And it's not Sky, whining about.
Well, that's how it's. Well, it started with Sky going, "Who are my parents?"
Dealt with that too.
Yeah, with her being the orphan, and then obviously Coulson and May know who her parents are. And they're, like, trying to keep her from finding out or something. At least they alluded to that early on. So that was weird.
Peter and Mary Parker.
It's just bum, bum, bum.
They don't know the rights to Spider-Man. They can't do that.
Peggy Peter, Carter.
Peter and Mary.
Peggy Carter's her mother.
Barker.
Marker?
No, Barker.
Recarp.
Barker. Bob Barker.
Ron Pa Kent.
Bob Barker is... Bob Barker.
So, my one question, I thought that the thing that gave the guy the power in that first episode was the thing that was on his arm.
Yes.
Does he still have that thing on his arm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they said that. They said if he takes it off, it'll kill him.
Oh, okay. Because you figured the bad guys could probably do something.
They also have the new superpowered bad guys with the centipede now have the exploding eye, like the other person with the camera.
The kill switch.
So they used it on one, but I don't. Here's what I don't understand: if you have this superpowered terrorist threat, why are you sending this random group of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents to deal with it? Why are we not sending Captain America?
He's busy.
He's not level 7.
He's busy.
That was established on episode 1.
Yeah, because they're lower than level 7.
Yeah, but Sky isn't even level 1.
Sky's not even level 0.
Right.
She's not quite. The brightest.
Captain America can't hack people's iPhones, all right?
That's true.
We need people to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
it's an integral part of the mission.
I didn't mind the after Thor episode where they did whatever they did.
Cleaned up after him?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was exciting.
They had something about some sort of stick, but...
5 minutes with a broom.
Yeah, that was, the Berserker stick?
Yeah.
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 That had nothing to do with Thor, because it had been there for 1,000 years or whatever.
Well, the tie-in...
Because it had grown into a tree.
He was an Asgardian, and the tie-in was it happened in London after Thor.
Right.
So, there's your tie-in.
Okay.
In the loosest sense of the term.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
I don't know. At least there was some
this
sort of
tied in with Spider-Man, because it took place in New York.
I don't think there's a lot of threats to the show. And I think that at least had somebody that they were fighting against.
Yeah.
That they could actually fight against.
Right.
And then you have these people May that
May had the superpower by she could hold it, whereas Agent Ward couldn't.
Yeah. Because he didn't have any bad memories. Because
he saw his brother, or she
lost
lives
his brother,
her memories.
Drowned or something.
Did he drown or did he just... Yeah, they never...
Yeah, it was just kind of
like...
He was
on a well.
Did he seriously just stand there and watch his brother drown? You know, then...
Well, because his older brother was there, and he's kind of a jerk, so...
He was just like, leave him. Let him die. That's what his older brother said, wasn't it?
He's not much of a hero if he let his brother die.
But I don't know.
But yeah, so I'll watch it. I'll try to watch it tonight or tomorrow.
I watch it, but... I don't know.
Don't enjoy it.
I can't say I don't enjoy it, but I'm just like not.
It's there.
Like it's basically the Coulson, explanation.
Yeah. Well, it's Coulson. Yeah. I went to Tahiti. It's a wonderful. It's a magical place.
Yeah, but that's Coulson is a side character. He's good to come in, have a couple quips with Iron Man, and then go off and do what he does.
Yeah.
But he doesn't carry a show, and they don't have a character yet that does.
Then he finally drove his car again.
Lola.
I thought that was Nick Fury's
car. Lola's the only
car.
Character name I know.
Well, usually it would be, but in this universe, we don't care about Nick Fury.
Well, he showed up in one episode.
Yeah, and he was just like,
yell at him.
I can't spend money on this. And then he left.
He just reminded me of the captain on Lethal Weapon or any TV show.
Yeah, that's what he was. That's his job on that.
You gotta stop busting up everything.
Coulson's like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
I want to go back to Tahiti. Yeah. It's a magical place.
I don't know. I mean, it's a show, but that's all I can say about it. Amazing show of the year.
Donnie.
I get around to it in spare time, but I'm making a point to watch it anymore.
Yeah, my problem is I get home too late on Tuesday, and I always forget to DVR it because our DVR fills up quickly. So it's one of those I know I can watch the next day on demand or here at the store on Hulu.
Hulu.
I like Hulu.
Now you sound like an advertisement.
I just like it. I do most of my TV watching here. So, like on the computer when I'm just doing computer work or checking in the order, I can
watch Arrow.
Have it playing. Oh, I watched that. I'm up to date on that.
Okay.
He's the one that hasn't watched the last one.
I didn't watch the last one.
We were trying, we wanted to talk about it. No.
You can't.
I probably don't get the CW on that stupid TV. Sorry.
You have Hulu.
Yeah, but it's on.
But the
right
new
now.
Episode is
new.
Yeah,
it doesn't
on.
Play live.
Oh yeah, that's around on tonight.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Duh.
One. I didn't watch the last one. I need to watch it.
So you want to watch the new?
That's what my plan was.
I can't believe you ever had a plan.
That's the whole thing. Okay. Wednesdays, they just creep up on them. It's they're unpredictable. You never know when they're going to come.
You may think it's Tuesday after Tuesday, but
see, I'm never watching it because I'm here.
It's kind of your fault, then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the heat on that one.
Yep.
Now, Colin, Donnie, and I, we all have the same problem because we're here, too, and we managed to watch it.
Right.
What?
We work.
What are you guys doing?
I've never seen a single
episode. He's not watching it at all.
You don't watch Arrow?
No, just Shield and Walking Dead.
Really?
I think Arrow is probably the
I'd probably watch Flash whenever,
show on
if
TV
and when.
Right,
it's good zone.
Yeah.
Because it's competition and Shield, and that's about all that they have. I said it was the best
one
on TV.
Yeah, it's dangerously creeping up to Batman Jr., but
he has all these villains.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
If the Joker shows up, I'm going to question it.
Especially now that Flash. Well, okay, I'm giving it away. But
I heard
obviously Flash is going to know who he is.
Yeah.
Or at least Barry Allen is.
But he doesn't wear a mask. Who wouldn't know who he is?
Well he's getting a mask. But normally, he has the dark eyes
but
and
he
the hood.
But he ordered off of Amazon?
And he talks loud. And he goes, hey, you have failed this city.
And Batman's like,
yes. Tell me where he is. Where's the Joker?
Swear to me.
Swear to me. Could you imagine
Adam's
an argument?
Face while doing it? It was just.
Could you imagine an argument between both of them?
Just sounds like two dogs.
That Pete Holmes needs to do that. I don't know if you've seen his little
with
videos,
all the X-Men.
But they're hilarious. Yeah,
yeah.
But his Batman and Superman ones are very, very funny.
I like Superman. When he fires Angel. You're a bird.
Yeah. I didn't see the Iceman.
He's
one.
Fired basically all of the X-Men.
Yeah.
The Wolverine one was fantastic.
I think he had a lot of reason to fire Jubilee, though.
Yeah, that one was
funny.
Gambit was good, too. Jubilee never made sense. I missed the whole Jubilee boat. So I never understood.
I'm sorry, but you don't fire Nightcrawler. That was their transportation. If they don't have Nightcrawler, the X-Men would have died so many times.
Yeah, I never understood the love affair everybody had with Jubilee. It didn't make sense to me.
Because you didn't grow up in the 90s
right,
and watch the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah.
X-Men.
And in the comics, it's like she made color bubbles. Wow. That's effective.
She shot fireworks out of her
hands. And she wore sunglasses. Yeah, it does. Well, hey, speaking of Speedball, got a new Warriors comic coming in. Speedball's back. No longer
Penance.
No, he's no longer Penance. He's back to being Speedball.
I think he might have been Speedball in Avengers Academy.
Oh, Shouldn't he have a bunch of scars all over him?
He should.
Yeah.
Even his face.
Yep.
But no, he's Speedball again. I don't get it.
No, that was so 2000s, man.
Those 2000s. They did a lot.
But that's the
this
aughts, man.
Now.
We're into the teens.
The
know?
Aughts.
Those were the aughts. So.
Do you remember the last aughts? Not a lot of people had cars. And...
Oh. Okay.
So what's going to happen in the next aughts?
A lot of people probably won't have cars.
Well, no, to read that, you need to pick up Justice League 3000 out today. Actually,
have you read it?
I did. I thought it was very good.
Worth a pickup.
Worth a pickup. Basically, here, I'll give you a brief summary.
All right.
You have these two twins that are referred to as the Wonder Twins. I did enjoy that. But they're in charge of Cadmus Labs, and there's a threat to the Earth, and so they feel the need. They found out that Cadmus has the DNA of the original Justice League, so they decide to clone them to make protectors. They need a Justice League, and it kind of works. They have the Justice League back, but something's not quite right, and so you need to find out.
Why. Is this the first use of Cadmus in New 52?
It might be.
I think it is. That's not the organization that creates Superboy, though, is it?
I honestly don't know.
I don't think it was.
The whole cloning thing didn't work out too well for
Yeah, but so far it was interesting, but one of the problems they brought up is Batman still Batman if he doesn't have the loss of his parents. Is Superman still Superman if he isn't raised by the Kents?
No.
Things like that. So it was interesting. It was good.
Superman's still Superman even if he isn't raised by the Kents.
Right.
Like a Red Sun.
Right, but this Superman has a very big ego that you don't get from the right. Hidden. He had to hide. He had to stay. Yeah. You know, he didn't have that. He was just.
He should be very Flashpoint. Though,
well, no, but in Flashpoint, he was not tortured, but you know, he was kept away and locked up, and that's very different than, you know, he didn't have that set of parents. He's going to turn out a little different.
Yeah.
He might be
a little
more
arrogant.
So
it didn't go big into that. It just kind of threw that out there. But the characters are right, but there's something off. Yeah. And it was good. It was very interesting, and I definitely want to see where it's going.
Huh.
So that was good. I recommend that.
Batman Superman was good.
I didn't read that one yet.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like Justice League this week, a very Owlman-centric book, but I thought it was very good.
I like Owlman.
It was good.
And they did Ultraman the last issue, and now they're doing Owlman, and so, it kind of looks like...
Leading into Superwoman, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. But it's Lois Lane.
Basically,
not,
I think it looks like the structure of the books, all the Justice League books, including Forever Evil, are Forever Evil books. That's basically the story of that.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League is about the crime syndicate. Forever Evil is basically about the setup of this
the villains trying to stop them. Yeah. Yeah, but showing the bad that they're doing, like Ultraman and stuff. That the reason Lex feels the need to try to stop them.
And Justice League of America seems to be the story, basically, of where's the Justice League?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they have a really good structure.
Yeah.
Of how.
And then you're getting stuff. I haven't read all the tie-ins. I'm behind on them, but. I definitely enjoyed the Rogues one.
Yeah.
Arkham came out today.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't read the Arkham.
I didn't get to read it yet.
Arkham Wars tying into this new crossover that's going to be going on. It might be kind of a crossover. It's Gotham-topia.
Okay.
That's when Batman is back, I guess. So that kind of spoils it. But
I was going to. What is Gotham-topia?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think basically Batman comes back and he's reclaiming his city.
Oh.
because he's probably not real happy.
Well, that shouldn't start for a while.
I think Bane took over, is taking over as Batman, supposedly, is what they're showing.
Yeah.
That he's going to be Batman.
Is that what they're supposed to be spoiling coming up on? I saw Scott Snyder tweet.
No, there's something like issue 28 and 29, I think, are actually going to be future stories.
Bendis mentioned in a book, and I don't remember what it was.
Company, what are you doing?
No, Bendis tweeted basically, "Don't spoil like this issue."
Oh no, he said the last issue of the Cataclysm Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, you want me to spoil it?
What happened? Late. Yeah, do it. What happened?
Somebody did
tell
something.
Us after the podcast.
No, Spider-Man Miles reveals his identity to somebody. Dun dun dun.
Seriously, wait,
that came out.
That's it.
That's it.
Was it under the Spider-Man label?
No, it was Ultimate Cataclysm. Cataclysm Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh. Are they just going to cancel Ultimate?
I don't know.
I just want to know.
It's looking
that
way.
Why is it taking so long?
I don't know.
Can't Galactus just eat
it
and go home?
They like to milk it.
I'm happy that the Marvel Universe, the real Marvel Universe, is sending their Galactus in to eat this universe that nobody likes anymore.
I do like Miles.
And then he's going to come back and be like, that was good.
No, I think he's going to transfer over.
That's good. I like it.
Because we need a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Another one, you mean?
Right.
We don't, yeah. Yes.
Seems odd that he would. But then again, it seems like something Dan Slott would want to write that character.
Superior
seems
Ultimate
like a Dan
Spider-Man.
Bendis.
Yeah. That's Bendis' character.
I know,
he won't let anybody
I know it
else
is,
write it.
But, well, he's, he, it's, yeah, that's right. He killed off Century.
Yeah. Bendis didn't create Century.
He didn't create him, but he
Paul Jenkins.
Used him the most.
Well, late in that book, yeah.
Yeah. An Alias. Nobody else wants to read that character.
She's one of the most popular characters. Jennifer Jones.
What's
most popular
characters. What's her alias? Power Girl?
I would say Diamond something, but I don't know.
It's Diamond.
No, Power Girl's her married name.
Girl of Power.
I don't know. He really likes the right Luke Cage. I think it has a lot to do with what he wrote with Alias, but... Nobody else wants to really write.
She wrote a story about how Luke Cage gets a centipede thing on his arm.
And changes his name, has a kid. Yeah. That's weird.
Power Woman.
Is that her name?
Her married name.
No.
She had another name.
Okay.
She had another name. Does it give another alias?
Jessica Jones is Power Woman.
Power Jewel.
Jewel, that's it. Yeah, I knew it wasn't what you were saying.
Yeah, you said Diamond.
I said it's close.
But this does say Power Woman.
Power Woman, yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense if you're...
What happened to Mockingbird? She was supposed to have, like, Captain America.
She lost her... Oh, I remember that. Did they forget about that?
Yeah, maybe.
They seem to forget about stuff every once in a while.
Yeah. She's supposed to have power.
Yeah, I remember
she
that where she
forever.
Was brought back from the dead.
Yeah,
yeah
if she would have saved that.
Yeah,
what's his name would have been
was,
okay. Nick Fury.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Captain America, but it was his for. It was his Infinity Formula. Is that what that was called?
It's Nick Fury's Infinity Formula. Yeah.
Maybe that Thanos was looking for that.
Maybe
that would make sense because otherwise Infinity really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
On Infinity.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Because he was looking to make the Gauntlet.
I think it's called the Infinity Formula.
I think so, too. Because he lives forever.
Well, he lost the Infinity Formula.
Right, well, that was the last dose
that's
went
the last,
into...
Then he's gone. Nick Fury's...
Oh, wait, Nick Fury. Who's Nick Fury? No, he's not. He's a young black man. What are you talking
that
about?
That happens.
The side effects to that Infinity Formula, they should warn you about that.
Yeah, with his friend named Cheese.
And they should have warned Michael Jackson about that, too. With his Infinity Formula.
So Inhumanity
we don't
started.
Have that little
yeah.
In
no,
there.
No, we need to get a little one. Yeah. So Donnie, did you read Inhumanity last week?
I sure didn't.
Oh, okay. Adam, did you read it?
What?
Okay. Pat.
I did not read
it
cover to cover.
So you were not one of the 15 people who bought a copy of Inhumanity number 1.
Is this your rant on Marvel?
It's not a rant, it's just you guys kind of voted that you are not all that interested in Inhumanity.
I got the first issue and I just didn't want to. It was Avengers. Like, it seemed like Avengers was running really slow, and I was just like, this is taking forever to get to Infinity. And,
Inhumanity. What are you talking about?
Well, no, I'm talking about Infinity.
Oh.
I didn't read any of them. They're all running
okay.
Together.
Marvel hater.
It's one event that comes under the other.
Yeah, well, it was funny because I was talking with Sean online, and he's like, well, he likes the idea of it because it's not an event. It's more like Heroic Age. It's just the state of the Marvel Universe right now. And I'm like, I see that, but then, like, we just watched that little trailer that Marvel put online. And
it kept freezing up.
Well,
just, like,
not
we
that,
can't watch
not
it.
That, but it's just, it's like, they're just going to be adding new villains and new, all these new people without powers. And it just seems a little tedious. You know, if you all of a sudden I need to watch, you know, I'm going to read a book where they're facing some random new guy with some random new set of powers. It's like, okay, that just doesn't sound like fun.
If you look at their last couple events, so you got Age of Ultron. Oh my God, it's Ultron. This is going to be, okay.
But Ultron wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not the point.
No. Then you got Infinity. It's a Thanos book. Thanos wasn't in it.
Now it's like Inhumanity.
No Inhumans are going to be in it. Okay.
Yeah,
It seems like they're really, I don't know if their focus, their main focus next is going to be on Loki, but did you see the point issue that they were showing? The Marvel point issue has Loki front and center.
All now, point one,
yeah.
New now, no.
Today?
I did not. No, but hang on, let's finish Inhumanity.
Inhumanity.
Just, I think they failed to set it up right. I think they didn't. You know, this issue was good. It gave you the history of, you know, the kind of revised history of the Inhumans and stuff. But I just don't know if there's enough to make people care and want to read Inhumans, because it just seems like another, you know, it's the mutants. But all of a sudden, hey, we just created 1,000 new mutants. And here are the stories of those 1,000 new mutants. I don't, you know, I don't know that people are really going to care about
that. I like mutants
that.
I like. And,
why didn't they just do that with mutants?
Because Sony owns the rights to the movie Mutants.
See.
Yeah.
We can get into that.
Yeah.
That's why we don't even care about the... That's why them crossing over with the movie so much, trying to...
I think they're starting to... Well, I don't want to say they're starting to hurt themselves, but it's just interesting that this one did so poorly. And I find it funny because the next issue... Because it's a bunch of one-shot... It's a bunch of one-shots and just tie-ins. There's no real structure to the story. Uh-huh. That's where it's more the feel or whatever they're trying to get. But the next one was supposed to be Inhumanity Medusa, and they, because the order numbers were so poor on it, that they renamed it Inhumanity 2, even though this was a one-shot. I still don't think that's going to help it, because sadly I ordered 50 Inhumanities, and selling 15 is not good. So my order of 30 of Inhumanity Medusa is going to be about halved.
It doesn't seem like they're letting their books also get out of the event for a while and tell their own story.
Let's see the stories of the
end. Now it seems like
the
events are closer together. Now they're like right up against each other.
Right.
So,
I mean, how many books are actually out of the events? Fantastic Four isn't in an event.
Right, but that's because they were out of time, and now that's canceled and relaunching with a new number one that we'll get to in a minute.
Deadpool's not in the event.
No, he generally stays out.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's
is Captain out. America's book?
Well, Spider-Man's getting an Inhumanity Spider-Man issue.
They do that a lot, too.
Captain America is out, but I think that one's been so crazy.
Iron Man was not.
No. Well, this is one of my favorites. We're getting Iron Man 20, and then we're also getting Iron Man 20.inh. Two separate Iron Man 20s. One involves Inhumanity, one doesn't. I don't know why. You know what would have been interesting? If they made Iron Man an Inhuman. Tony Stark, you don't know. He's adopted. He could be anything.
I don't like any of this because it's not simple.
And no, it's very complicated.
I want to come in and get my comics and it be simple.
And that was the big point that I was making with Sean, is that I
Even
think
if
this...
the story's bad.
I think it's sold poorly because people are confused. They don't know what it is. And especially when they announced that the one series written by Fraction has now been pushed back to April. It's like, okay, so is it starting now? Isn't it starting now? Do I need to wait 4 more months?
You can't read their single books, their Avenger books, unless you're on the Infinity bandwagon. So if you're not, they don't just sacrifice their event book, which they could have just separated completely. They've sacrificed everything else. Now Justice League is doing that with Forever Evil, but how long has it been since the last event for DC?
Yeah.
You know, now I can't tell the future, so I don't know what DC's going to do next, but I hope to God they don't
next. The Trinity War went through that for 2 months, but no, I think it's all, those have been, and it's a lot easier to follow, the Forever Evil stuff, because it's not going through a bunch of books.
And truthfully, this...
It is, like, branding, like, Suicide Squad was branded Forever Evil, but I don't think it's, like, you have to read it.
Yeah.
It's just how Forever Evil is affecting
the Suicide Squad. And this, it ties in. Avengers tied in.
Yeah, it was must... You had to read
this,
it.
I don't see this as being, like, Heroic Age. There might be a state of events that's happening, and that's what it's trying to say.
Well, it's just that there's no core story.
How many Infinity books... Or, I'm sorry, how many Inhumanity... books. Wow, could they pick similar titles?
Yeah.
How many are there going to be?
Offhand, I don't know. Because it's just like Hulk is tying in right now because... And it's just a case of finding these pods.
No, I don't mean the tie-ins. I mean, like, you have an Infinity or Inhumanity number one over there.
Right.
Is that it? Is it a
one-shot? Then we have Inhumanity Awakening, which is a two-parter.
But are you going to have an Inhumanity number two?
Well, there is now. That's a Medusa. But that's it. But then coming soon, there's going to be an Inhuman series written by Fraction. But it got delayed, so I don't know. Who brought
a sphere itself?
Hey, and Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye, which needs to get somewhere, like now, because otherwise it's boring.
He's too busy. He's writing Inhumanity.
Yeah. You know, if he doesn't pick up what he's doing in Hawkeye, it'll be the next book on my chopping block, because it was good. Mm-hmm. And then if he's going to get distracted and just...
You don't like 3 months between issues?
No, I don't like that. And I don't like how this issue is basically the same. It's you know, her in California. I don't care. And it probably has a lot to do with, you know,
I think he's going to go to California.
This huge feminist that he has to write this book.
But I think Hawkeye's going to move to California to be with her. But because he's moving to California, what does that mean?
Isn't she like a teenager?
New number one.
Doesn't anybody else find this a little creepy that this adult is...
Well, what happened to the girl with the car with this teenage, early on? I like
basically
that one.
Should be sidekick.
So it's going to be To Catch a Predator.
Whose also name is Hawkeye? How confusing is that?
Hawkeye, sit down.
The whole idea of the book was a good idea.
I think you're here to say.
But basically they set up where they were going with it, that there's this organization that wants him dead, basically.
Who doesn't?
Okay, and then, have we moved on to that? Like, where did that go in the last 3 months?
Sorry.
So, I don't know. I mean, I liked the book, but if he's going to get distracted on it, then it's going to bore me, and I'm going to pass on it after a while. So.
Yeah, but I just feel that the Inhumanity is just really confusing people, and they're kind of going, you know what, I'm going to pass. And my concern is then the tie-in issues. Like, I know someone intentionally did not get Uncanny X-Men this week because it's an Inhumanity tie-in. That's not
good. And I didn't read
That's
Infinity,
probably the worst
so
possible
I don't really
result
care.
From this.
Because I didn't read that, which also...
But you saw the trailer. That's all you needed to know.
And then I look at that
the
trailer,
Terrigen
and I'm like,
Mist.
These are mutants.
No, they're totally not mutants.
Humans that were mutated?
No, they were inhumans.
They were inhumans that were Terrigen and misted.
Oh, well, that's different.
So it's no way near... A mutant.
Do they get
Your
powers
Honor?
And yeah. Some of them look kind of different?
No, Sony, they're completely different. And these are going to be the breakout stars for the next 10 years of movies.
Yeah,
no, but
I'm
I think that's where it's going.
But you got to wonder about that, too. Are they that short on villains that they got to say, okay, we got to do something here. We got to have a counter to the mutants?
I don't know.
There's.
I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
Here's something to ask Marvel.
I'll call them up.
Yeah.
They won't take my call.
When did...
You're that guy that hates us, right?
Why haven't they... What happened to the Inhumans for the last 10 years?
Oh, boy.
What stories have they told?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know how to respond to that. That's right, Mickey. Mickey Moose, because we can't use mouse.
They can.
They'll come after you.
Me?
Yeah. They will get you in your sleep.
Yeah, well. Goofy.
Goofy will come in. Or worse, Chippendale.
That would just be annoying.
Yeah.
Or those two crows.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Racist crows.
Yeah, but
don't know where to go. Thanks, Donnie. I don't know where to go.
But still, they haven't done anything with the Inhumans for...
No, they haven't. So I wish they had done... You know, give us a 6-issue miniseries well before this. Just kind of reestablish them. Because I just think overall people go, Inhumans? Don't care.
Yeah.
Pass. You know, there was a great miniseries Paul Jenkins and Jay Lee did, like, I think in the late 90s, early 2000s. Well, great, I can sell you a $40 hardcover of it, but...
Now, they have a backstory that, I mean, maybe Marvel fans would know, but even if you're trying to sell it to the movie crowd, well, okay.
Yeah, it's
like,
a little complicated.
And is that, it seems like the direction that they're going, which if they do, it's going to be so predictable that I'm going to look at it and be like, wow, this is, you know, this is the direction you went with the movies. This is why you have Quicksilver, because he's an Inhuman, you know.
Well, I thought that was just a big FU to Fox more than anything else.
Right,
but we got other mutants.
Yeah.
We don't have to call them mutants. We got the Inhumans. And they're going to be like, ha, ha, ha,
Black Bolt.
Humans.
Black Bolt, he's like a silent movie. Come on.
Well, the best part is that,
now, that would be funny if they did that
in
the movie and they were just like, did the silent movie.
All of a sudden he becomes black and white and there's a little piano playing. Well, that's what I laughed at. I'm like, okay, the biggest Inhuman basically is mute. Okay, interesting. That's a little hard to get behind. Well, he emotes. Okay, and he talks through his wife, but she doesn't know what he's... I don't know.
Yeah, but what if they try to do a
But he has
what if they do a What if they do a Planet Hulk movie? You see why I laughed beforehand? And then they have to have the Illuminati, and then Professor Xavier is not on it. That just screws it all.
Well, they
up.
Did the Planet Hulk movie, and they couldn't use Silver Surfer. They had to put in
Beta Ray
Bill.
Yeah, that's true. Or World War Hulk.
Oh.
World
oh,
War
well, that's
oh,
completely
okay,
different.
Yeah. That's why I was laughing about.
Oh, you said Planet Hulk.
World War Hulk. And Illuminati.
Well, the Illuminati shoots. Well,
he beats the crap out of Black Bolt.
Even though Black Bolt only has to say something. But it wasn't. It was a Skrull Black Bolt. So it didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know. Convoluted.
I just think,
and then my one problem with the first one was, you guys didn't read it, but
spoiler.
A character basically says, I'm the problem, and kills himself without ever explaining anything. So you're sitting there going, okay.
That's never the answer.
Well, correct. But... it was just very confusing in that regard. And being that it was a one-shot, you're not expecting, you know, where do I find the answer? Where is this going? I'm not reading every INH tie-in. So I just think this wasn't the most well-thought-out or planned thing. Speaking of which, there was an interview on Comic Book Resources where they interviewed Hickman about Avengers 24 equals Avengers number one, all new now, that is shipping Christmas Eve. And he had a very interesting quote where he said that this is a terrible jumping on point, which I found kind of funny because the whole point of these number ones is that they're great jumping on points. But when the writer comes out and says that issue is a terrible jumping on point, I kind of go, okay, who's running the show here?
Number one is a great jumping on point, so go buy 24 issues now.
Right. He basically said you need to start at the beginning, which I understand. He writes big stories.
It leaves you with your second option of, well, if they're not jumping on points, then they're just cash grabs because they're number one.
Right, but it's not a number. They're just slapping a big number one on it.
Which, that's why.
It sounds like, you know, if someone were just to try to jump that and pick that one up, they'd have no
people to come in just for number ones.
Yeah.
So that's
but
why I
so it's just one of those, you know, when we were supposed to order up big because it's a great, you know, and it's just very funny to have him sitting there. And then you had Tom Brevoort, the, you know, chief high poobah over at Marvel, going, well, I don't know about that. I think it's a good jumping on point. And
he didn't write it.
No, but then he said, well, it's a better jumping on point than
you read it? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, but they said it's a better jumping on point than 23. And Hickman's like, well, yeah, which I think was the finale of Infinity.
All right, so what's Hickman going to DC? Because
that's
usually the case. Somebody says something wrong.
He made a
move. He goes to the other book.
Hickman, come here.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah, so I just found that funny that, you know, even the writers are like, no, this doesn't make any sense. So, because I've been trying to wrap my head around what all these fake number
ones
mean.
And now we have a new
mean.
Avengers book.
Well, there is a new Avengers book, Avengers World.
Yeah.
Also written by Hickman, because apparently he needed another book to tell his story. So that should be coming out in January.
Why don't the Inhumans live on the moon?
They used to.
Wouldn't that just solve this problem?
And then somehow
they just stayed on the moon where they belong.
Yeah, get back to the moon.
Then they were like,
segregation is never the answer, Adam.
But it was when it exploded. When it exploded in Infinity, it was like a little hovering city.
Yeah,
like over New York, which I didn't quite. It was
what,
it a floating city.
Moon?
No, the Adelan.
Adelan.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was floating over New York. I forgot about that. They move that city all the time. First, it's in the mountains. Then it's there. Then it's here.
Yeah,
it's Adelan.
Now it's exploded.
I thought it was Attilian.
I thought it was Attilian too.
Okay.
What's the matter with you, Colin?
I know nothing of the Inhumans, but I always
who does? Mickey Mouse. Stuff.
You say Saga or Saga?
Saga.
I say Saga. You say Saga. By the way, Chuck said you needed to pick up Satellite Sam just for the cover this week.
You also said finale at the beginning of this podcast.
Finale?
Instead of what?
Finale.
Oh.
I say finale.
What do you say?
Finale. Finale.
I don't remember now.
Finale feels better. Finale, I like that.
I like finale.
It rolls off.
Words feel for you, Donnie?
It rolls off the tongue.
I like how that word feels.
It's like, it's like a good wine, you know?
Yeah.
Insane.
Saga.
And then Marvel's coming out. They've announced a bunch of new number ones.
Of course they do.
I can't remember.
How are the Doctor
There's a Magneto
one?
Number one.
Of course there is.
Isn't there an Elektra number
There's
one?
There's probably
coming?
A Gambit yeah. number one, too.
Wolverine the X-Men is getting a new number one for no apparent reason other than they're changing writers. No, they're changing
what's
writers.
What's the point of reading it if it doesn't have...
Well, it's Jason Latour. He took over...
Jason Aarons.
He took over Winter Soldier after... After Brubaker left. So, obviously, he's the perfect man for Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yeah, and
new
a book
number
that
one.
Was canceled.
Yeah, so... I just...
One book that I'm intrigued by is All New Invaders. It depends on who's on the team. Because, you know, a lot of them are dead.
Wasn't it like it's going to be the original Human Torch? And...
Something like that, yeah.
Well,
which,
you got
last
him.
I remember...
You got Bucky, you got
I remember him in a Captain America storyline where, like, someone was trying to steal him. I don't remember how that wrapped
that
up.
Was...
And it Batroc Zelibert showed up to...
That was a...
Be a distraction and get his butt kicked.
That was a weird... That was a Captain America story. That was when, before Cap came back, that was Winter Soldier was Cap.
Okay.
Bucky was Cap.
But I don't remember
they were
what happened.
To steal
with,
him.
Yeah.
Then they had some story, Captain America Mini, that started off with the Heroic Age, where it was event. And now it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Steve
Marvel's
Rogers
project. Yeah.
Steve Rogers Super Soldier or something it was called. And then they had something else. Oh, do you remember that one that mini series they had where they time traveled? And then the LMDs. The LMDs
what?
Are the
Marvel had a time travel story? I can't believe that.
Well, they brought the old
Which
Invaders.
Which book hasn't time traveled in the last 6 months?
They had the old Invaders. It was a Dynamite. Not Dynamite. Is it Dynamite the ones that do the little weird crossovers that they have once in a while?
Oh, what, the Project Superheroes? Or
yeah.
Whatever. Oh, no, there was that Invader. Or was it Avengers Now or Invaders Now or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something where the Invaders.
That was weird.
Avengers Invaders or
yeah.
something it was called.
Yeah.
And the LMDs took over Human Torch. They made him like their Robot King or whatever, and they were just taking over. Basically, he was Ultron. He might have been Ultron. I forget how that story ended. But, yeah, they had a lot of stuff dealing with Human Torch.
Okay.
But he's a character they should have brought back, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Toro's dead, so I don't know what they're going to do with that.
He's a robot, right?
Toro, no.
No?
He's a person.
He was a person, but he was a little flaming person?
Pretty sure he's a person. He's a flaming
person. Well, you know what I mean. Most people can't
yeah,
catch...
Yeah, we know what you mean, Colin.
Most people can't catch on fire, you know.
Yeah, fire.
Fire.
There's a lot of cartoon shows that are going to call in to your store, and they're going to just be like, yeah, you can't use that voice anymore. They're like, sir, you're from Beavis and Butthead, you know.
I didn't see now doing that is going to get us in trouble.
Oh, well, yeah, it wasn't a voice for Beavis and Butthead. I was mentioning Beavis and Butthead. Doesn't matter, Colin.
No. So yeah, just this is where
I'm a lawyer here.
This is where I'm trying to figure out what they're doing because Wolverine the X-Men relaunching a number one without Aaron, I just don't see that increasing sales. But I think if it had just been issue 41, people would have kept getting it.
I think Jason Aaron kind of made that book.
Yeah.
I think that was the reason. He's been on it since the beginning.
But I think what they're forgetting is just... momentum. If you've been getting, if you've gotten 40 issues of Wolverine the X-Men, you're probably going to keep getting it, at least for a little while. Where if you come out with a new number one with a new writer, chances are you might go, eh, I don't really care for that writer. I haven't liked it for the last three or four. I'm out. I just look at some of these things where they're, I don't understand their plan. Same as like the Loki book. Because I have some of these.
Loki, Agent of Asgard.
Right, but I think that's because he's popular in the movie. I don't know that he's that popular a character in the books. To support his own book. And then what I wanted to talk about, part of my Marvel slamming, was the incentives that they're giving us. And they had a big press release. How about they're throwing these huge, deep discounts to us and variants and all this stuff. But I'm looking at Loki. In order to get the variants, I have to order 125% of Thor, God of Thunder 13. Well, I don't think Loki's going to outsell Thor. No matter how much they want it to.
Wouldn't that be a family rivalry?
Right, yeah, but it just, in ordering-wise, I don't see that happening. And then I'm looking at stuff like X-Force, the new X-Force. Okay, they're canceling Uncanny X-Force, and they're canceling Cable and X-Force. Because they weren't doing well. And they're just merging all the characters into one X-Force book. But if I want to get all the fancy variants, I have to exceed orders of all new X-Men 18, which was the second-to-last issue in the... Yeah. Which was the second to last issue in the Battle of the Atom storyline. Well, if X-Force was doing so poorly, it was about to be, it got canceled.
Yeah.
What makes them think I'm going to be able to outsell all new X-Men?
Because now they have all the characters in one book.
Right, yeah. Right.
All the characters that you didn't care about in one book or the other book. Now they put them in one book.
You don't have to care only half as much now.
Yeah, it's, you know.
And this is where it gets really confusing for us. And in like, one retailer on a message board said, as soon as I have to start doing algebra to figure out how to order these books, I'm out. And so I'm looking at Wolverine, new number one, because we need a new number one from the same writer. But it's all new, all different Wolverine or something. Or I don't like that. So I'm looking, to get the variants, I have to exceed my orders of Amazing X-Men number one, which is a whole other story. We'll get to that in a minute. But then I looked it up, and Amazing X-Men also had a thing. In order to get the variants for that, you had to exceed order or a certain percentage of orders of Uncanny X-Men number 6. So it's like they just have this cyclical thing.
Compounding.
Where if you keep trying to exceed your things, one of them had exceed Daredevil. Hang on. One of them was tied into Daredevil. Darn it.
And you were telling me that too, that the same creator is staying on it, but they're.
Daredevil, it's the exact same creative team. They're just...
so it makes no sense.
They're just getting a number one.
What about Spider-Man? Is Spider-Man getting a new number one?
Not yet. It might get a random number
one.
Maybe
that's what the end was.
Might get an all-new now number one at some point.
Well, what's Goblin? Whatever. Well, how does Goblin...
here we go. Punisher. Punisher is exceed 150% of your order of Daredevil, and you can get Punisher variants, because those tie in perfectly.
Which Daredevil?
31.
Which one was that? Was
two
the
issues
one,
ago?
Was that the monster that was, one?
No, that was the one right before the monster one.
Yeah, that was two issues ago.
Who
so
are those monsters in that book?
Frankenstein and Satana.
Yeah, they like formed a team I didn't know about, but it seemed interesting. Why don't they bring that out?
It's a monster squad.
Monster squad, yeah.
And then stuff like, you know, Fantastic Four is getting a new number one that's tied in again, exceed 150% of all new X-Men 18. Fantastic Four's never outsold X-Men, let alone 1.5 times X-Men. And I don't see James Robinson coming on.
They don't want you to reach these.
No, they don't. They're insane. But the problem is, these are just to get the variants, that you will start seeing these variants all over the internet. Everything, every promotion for Fantastic Four is going to have the variant cover. So when people come in, that's not the cover I want. I want this one that I can't get. Or if I get, I'm going to be swimming in books.
You're probably not going to do this anyways. No, but
it makes it real easy for me just to look at it and go, pass. I'm out. There were some, I emailed myself the stuff that they offered last week. Sorry.
How are your variant sales? Like, the
not good. Yeah, not good at all. So it's not a big thing for me, but the one thing they offered was these.
Really, variants exist because of the collector's market.
Right.
Now that books are overprinted and not like they used to be back in the 60s, that they can bring out a variant cover and increase the collector's market only on variants. So it's a different book that there's less print on.
My internet has gotten crappy.
They should be able to sell easier, but that just says that the collector's market, it's not, maybe it isn't so much for the collector's market anymore.
But so I'd
like to know what other people, other stores do. Yeah.
They're promoting this big, deep discount to help us get stuff. And I'm looking, yeah, Invaders exceed 175% of Avengers 19, which was an Infinity issue. It's like, really? Invaders? I'm going to order pretty much double
of
my...
something that continues that was, on, yeah. It's a part of an event? Yeah. That's dumb.
Right. All new X-Factor exceed all new X-Men. Well, no, I pretty much know what my X-Factor sales are going to be based on the prior one. All new X-Men 22.now, if I exceed 200% of your all new X-Men 16. Well, between 16 and 22, I'm not going to be doubling
sales. Are there any on there that you can do that makes sense to you? None?
Avengers World, exceed 175% of new Avengers 9. Again, another Infinity tie. Black Widow, exceed 200% of Hawkeye 14.
Why are you gonna do...
Who thinks Black Widow is going to double Hawkeye?
I don't get that.
Guardians of the Galaxy 11, exceed 200% of Guardians of the Galaxy 8. I'm not going to sell twice as much in three issues.
The Hawkeye... Hawkeye and Black Widow one makes the most sense, though, but you're right.
But not twice. I'm not going to sell twice. Because Black Widow's had two or three series in the last few years, and they've failed miserably.
They've had quite a few even past that that just don't make it. The characters... that's the whole thing with the movies, though. They think just because she's popular in the movies that all of a sudden she's going to sell in comics. I think they need to realize that these are two separate worlds.
Yes. You know, and two separate markets. There really isn't that crossover.
The movie people and the comic book people are not going to cross over as much as you think.
But the comic people are, I don't know if they're pandering
to
the...
comic people come in, see the movies, and they're just like, I got to read this.
Yeah. Not many.
I don't.
No, but I think they want that. I mean, why else do we all of a sudden have Nick Fury Jr. Jr.?
Yeah.
Why, you know, everything...
But they're doing it in such weird ways. Yeah. That it just doesn't make any sense why. As, you know, we were talking about this when it started dealing with, you know, the animated 90s. DC, that they kind of made that transition into the books where they brought in Harley Quinn and they brought in Nora Freeze, and they developed this backstory, this more elaborate backstory of Mr. Freeze. They did it, but they did it in such a good way. I don't know. It just worked the way they did it. They tried it out in the comic books in a Batman the Animated Series with Harley Quinn. She worked so much that they brought her into the actual comic book series.
Yeah. Whereas it's almost like we're being forced some of this Marvel stuff. Where, oh, this worked in the movie, we'll bring it in.
And,
or,
you know, and then they're not doing anything with it. Coulson's a good example of that.
Yeah. Well, he's in Secret Avengers, and to be fair, I haven't read it past the first issue.
Does he do anything? Does he just stand around and, you know...
But wouldn't it make sense to bring him in?
Talks about Tahiti?
Yeah, talk about Tahiti.
Yeah, but why not bring him in the regular Avengers book or one of their top-selling books, and then if you want to put him off in the Secret Avengers, something like that, to boost sales there, well, that makes sense.
And that's the book something they brought him in with doesn't even matter. Like, it's the worst... I think it had to be the most poorly written origin story to bring a character into... Yeah.
You mean Battle Scars?
Battle Scars. That was just the greatest thing.
Explain
that to Neil Adam.
Both companies are... failing, and I was thinking about this, with introducing characters. Little things like, just to show I'm not totally giving DC a free ride, like Vibe all of a sudden came out with its own book.
Yeah.
Why? Why not have Vibe appear in a book in Justice League of America and say, hey, spinning out of...
Why?
You know, where Katana, at least, I think, was in Birds of Prey or something before she showed up in her own book.
Yeah.
But, and Marvel's doing that a lot. Like, we're getting a new... Ghost Rider book out of the blue.
Yeah.
Why not introduce, and it's a new Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Why not introduce that Ghost Rider?
Some of the Ghost Rider was in Spider-Man not too long ago. I don't know what that was about.
Was there? Okay. I don't
know. It was that annual. Remember? Okay. He came
it was. It was Danny Ketch.
Oh, that was Danny. Yeah, that was definitely. Oh, no. That wasn't. That was Johnny Blaze because he was working on a bike.
No, because he called him Ketch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But still, that was. But now, so we have that Ghost Rider. We're getting the. We're getting...
But Danny Ketch or Danny Johnny Blade, one of them's going to be in Thunderbolts.
One is going to be in Thunderbolts, but then another one, a new one, a Hispanic...
Car driving.
One driving a lowrider.
And there's a woman one, right?
No, I don't... she'll be showing up sometime.
She is. She exists, though. They did have one. Yeah.
Yeah. But they need to... If you're going to introduce a character or try to bring somebody in, put him in Avengers. Like, I'd have no problem now if they wanted to spin out, like, a Star Brand issue, you know, series... spinning out of Avengers to tell more of his story. But But too often, we're just getting a book. At least Elektra, okay, it's spinning out of her Thunderbolts run.
Yeah.
Black Widow spinning out of...
How did Alpha do?
How did what?
Alpha.
Not good.
Not good.
No.
You had a hard time remembering who that was.
No, I thought you said Alfred, and I'm like, Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred has his own book. It's about Dostein. This is how you, this is making... Your yeah, serving side? Tea, making breakfast.
Not getting hit with a hammer.
Yeah. Him and Jarvis have a crossover.
Oh, that'd be good.
No, but wait, has he become a robot yet? Jarvis in the books, or is he a real person? I haven't seen him for a while.
But I'd like to see some more of that kind of thing, you know, because that was always one of the fun parts was, you know, that first appearance and all of a sudden that book becoming valuable because it was their, which often they're kind of forcing it, saying, here, this is going to be good.
You're going to like Vibe.
Yeah. I want to talk about a book.
Sure.
If you're ready.
You know what? I'm pretty much done. Oh, the only other thing I want to talk about is, so we're getting all these books where it's, well, like, Nova is a good example. Last week was Nova, or 2 weeks ago was Nova 10, but it was also 100. Nova 100.
Yeah.
And then...
Today it was Nova
today
11.
Today was Nova 11, but number 13 is going to be All New Now 1. So it's just, numbering seems to be all over the place. And one of the things Sean said, he likes the idea of a season... Like a TV season starting with a new number one or a storyline. I'm like, okay, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it because one of the things that I like is consistency. And it doesn't, you know, just having the next issue be the next number, it's easy to find. Somebody comes in, hey, I'm looking for Justice League 25. Great, you know, I can find you Justice League 25 very easy. Now, you know, somebody comes in, hey, I want Wolverine 4. Which one? You know, there have been, you know, 8 different Wolverines. And even in the last 3 years, we've had, you know, so many.
Ah.
Pat.
What?
So, just the consistency in numbering makes no sense. And then they just announced yesterday that their X-Men Legacy is going to be hitting 300. And I'm like, oh,
and that's getting
stop.
Another one, right?
I don't know. I thought
I heard
it was canceled.
About that. Yeah,
so I don't know if this is a one shot or a new series.
But
it's
I don't
just
think I don't think the new Legacy is going to be about
Legion.
Yeah.
Right, but just
because that was the problem.
Right, but it's just what? So you end the series, you restart it with a whole, but now you're jumping up to 300. It's just it numbering. They just I don't know what
they suck
doing.
At
it? They're just they've made it irrelevant, which I think is a shame because it was one of those. I don't know, constants. You know, you knew what you're doing. Even when DC relaunched, at least they all started at a new number one and have continued on.
Yeah.
You haven't had Justice League relaunch 3 times in the last 2 years. Where we're getting Avengers 1 all new now, and then Avengers World, and
Avengers.
Who knows what's coming down the
Avengers.
Line. I haven't seen what's
AI.
Going on with
Avengers,
all the March
the
stuff.
Jarvis Adventures.
I don't know how AI is still going.
Is AVX still going to be out?
A plus X.
A plus X. I forgot what it was called.
It's still going. That one is a shock.
It's going to get a number one, new number.
Yeah,
one.
I mean,
it's going to change it up. They're going to make it X plus V.
It used to be
get a new
equals,
number one, and
yeah.
then immediately
and
get
equals
canceled.
I equals
it's going to be
I
A plus I.
H.
Yes.
Oh man,
brilliant.
Because they're mutants and they're Avengers, so they're add them together. They're inhuman.
Yeah, you just
mind is
mind.
Blown.
Mind blown. That's a podcast.
Then, no, don't end that.
Hey, if my mind's blown, your mind's blown. How can we move on?
Okay, what book do you want to talk about? I'm done bashing Marvel, but it's just, overall, it's just they're making things confusing, and I don't think that's good for sales. I think they're going to start seeing having all these new number ones is going to start having
repercussions.
Yes, repercussions in the sense that sales are going to decline because it's a stunt and how they get short-term sales bumps only from the stores that try to match these bizarre
and I think a lot of
incentives.
Fans that are Marvel fans need to understand that you're not as a company as a company and you as a store owner need to sell these to new people too. And them as fans don't care because they can jump on and they understand how it is to begin with. New people or people that are reading but not reading this book that might say, hey, I want to read this because I did see the movie. You're going to have a hard time selling this to the person even watching the movie.
But, I mean, as a kid.
Which is their whole plan to begin with. So,
you know, I was able to jump on X-Men at 129. I was able to jump on Spider-Man at 210.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't, oh my gosh.
You're lost. There,
these numbers are so high, I couldn't possibly understand
this.
I
was talking to somebody at Steel City Con, and they said, you know, they were curious about Superior Spider-Man. And I could tell them where to start. Like, mm-hmm. start at Superior Spider-Man, or start mm-hmm. a little issue, the yeah. last issue of Amazing, really.
Yeah.
And I said, it's fun. You know, it's a fun book. But I think they're doing something simple there, where they're making it too confusing with Avengers. But on this Marvel bashing note,
yes.
I want to talk about Amazing X-Men. Okay. Because Amazing X-Men...
Okay, I go ahead. I have a little anecdote on this.
Okay. The first issue, I was just like, eh, because I think a lot was going on. Like, there were a lot of books out at the time. I think there was a Forever Evil might have came out or something. And I was just like, wow, a lot happened here and nothing happened in this book. Something happened, but not a huge thing. You know?
This may or may not be relevant. Is that the one with Nightcrawler in it? And that's yes. probably that bad that I have to ask that question.
Well, I don't necessarily have too much of a problem with this book because I like Nightcrawler. He's one of my favorite X-Men. And I'd like to see him come back. But if anybody has the issue number 2, though, it was good. But in the back of the letter panel, right in the middle, there's this one guy that hates it completely. And it was one of the funniest things I've read. Cause
which is probably why they...
And they wrote back to him and they apologized for whatever. But he was so mad. But I disagreed with him on a lot of things. Like, they were just like... At first, when I knew about it, he didn't understand why they killed him off to begin with. He didn't need to die. You know, that's the same thing as Spider-Man. Blah, blah, blah. They're fanboys. Mm-hmm. But I think,
mock the fanboys.
I think he died. I like
he died
that.
Nobly.
And, yeah, he died trying to save her. It was an interesting, you know, thing that he's a character that they've never killed off before. And he's a big character for the X-Men. So
it's his time to die.
Yes. But basically, I don't know what he brought the X-Men to heaven, and then half of them are in hell.
Right.
I don't know why, but it's basically a war between heaven and hell that's happening now. Heaven is basically Nightcrawler, where hell is basically... This battle is being run by... What's his name? What's his Nightcrawler's name?
Azazel,
or whatever. But... I don't know. Just something about the book. I don't like the X-Men. I don't understand why they have Firestar there or whatever. That I don't get. But I kind of like the different characters that are on the team. I like Storm. I like how they put Iceman in hell, which is kind of funny because he's made of ice. And it's affecting him. But I don't know. The story so far, I can't say I don't like it. But I like Jason Aaron on X-Men. I think he's got this weird way of writing X-Men. That's why I liked him on Wolverine and the X-Men, because it was different. A lot of weird stuff happened, and that's what X-Men was when Chris Claremont was mm-hmm. right. They had a lot of weird stuff that they went up against. I mean, Krakoa is, you know, the one of the weirdest villains that Chris Claremont used in in 100. So
giant size.
Yeah, but I like Jason Aaron on that, so I don't know how... That's what I was saying before. I don't know how Wolverine the X-Men is going to survive without him, because I think he was the bomb.
What I found interesting, because when I move the shelves, all of a sudden, that's when I'm really looking at the books, because I'm not moving every title, but a lot of them I'm moving, and I noticed I had a lot of Amazing X-Men 2s on the shelf, and I'm like, okay, interesting. So I look at the sales chart today. I sold 44 copies of number 1. Sold 18 copies of number 2.
That's a big jump.
That is a huge number of people that bought number 1 that didn't come back for number 2. And it's been over a week now, or it's been a week since it came out. So it's not like, you know, just the first day numbers.
Yeah. I don't know if it was that bad though.
I don't think it was that bad.
And I think you said what I said too, that it was at the time it just didn't seem eventful. For a first issue.
No,
that's why I don't understand why Firestar's on there, just because they're using the Amazing part.
Yeah, that could be. But I think for a lot of people, kind of read it, went, this isn't important, this isn't necessary, I don't need to read it. And when they're coming out with so many books so fast, like, we're getting, in 2 weeks, we're getting Avengers 24.
Yeah.
Marvel Now started in January.
Yeah, I think they last I think year. You're right. So that's in a year. I think in that first issue, they needed something to say, why is this relevant?
Right.
Why is it going to be big?
But,
you know, besides him coming back, or if he is coming back, we don't even know that yet.
But, like, just in for Avengers, you get Avengers where normally that would be 12 $3 issues.
Yeah.
So $36 a year on Avengers. Okay. All of a sudden now they just had 24 $4 issues.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. That's
and I remember Matt being, oh, I don't care often they ship them as long as I like them. I'll just drop a DC book if they're putting out too many books. I'm like, okay, just being a jerk. But that's just too much. That's too much. And, you know, at least, you know, the one thing with DC, you're getting one book a month. You know, it's you know what you're in for with the Marvel. So, I mean, until this week, the last 4 weeks, we had a Spider-Man, a Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was an issue with the annual, then two more issues. This week off, and then next week we're getting another one. And that's just a lot of Spider-Man. That's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow, I could drop this one book and save myself, you know, $12 a month, or I can get pick up something else.
I think that was my main reason for dropping a lot of Marvel. I was just, there was a lot coming out.
Yeah, it's almost too
fast. It's just
fast.
Like, I have a budget for comics, this is how much I can get.
Yeah. But then it makes, like, 3 months with no Hawkeye seem even longer.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I haven't had a Hawkeye in 3 months, but I've had 12 issues of Spider-Man. You know, I think...
But Hawkeye's a $2.99 book.
Yeah.
We're not making any money off this, just
right,
buy it.
Yeah. So, it's just... Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I think, in some sense, it's too much. And I'm looking at these new number ones going, okay, there's a Magneto mini by Cullen, or new Magneto series by Cullen Bunn. Oh, that could be interesting. But if you're going to do that, cut one of your other X-books.
Yep.
You know, do we need Wolverine Max and Wolverine Savage Wolverine? And yeah. Is there another Wolverine?
There's a regular Wolverine.
There's a regular book. Wolverine and Wolverine the X-Men. I mean, Wolverine doesn't need four books.
And Jason Aaron likes to write Wolverine going to hell.
Yeah, great.
Because they dropped him down there, too. He was at first that happened. Now
good to see you again, Wolverine.
Wolverine, you're back.
Pops, what are you doing here?
Hello!
Like, you were supposed to escape. You're useless. And you have no healing factor, so now you're burning up.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other books you want to talk about?
No, I also like how Ed McGuinness draws the Bamps. They're they're a little more cartoony, not so much like little midget Nightcrawlers.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting how they're trying to explain them, but I just kind of wonder that they've always been like agents of Azazel in the mansion. That doesn't seem...
I don't know what they are. I don't think they've done a very good job explaining what they are, because...
That first
they might,
issue,
it's all
like,
or
those were red ones, and the ones in the mansion are blue.
Well, the blue ones are Nightcrawlers, and the red ones are Azazel, but... I don't exactly know, understand. Are they little, like, are these, like, little heaven demons, and these are hell demons or something? I don't get it, where they're coming from, but, they're neat, though. I kind of like them. Just something kind of different. It I don't know if that was that guy in that letter column I was talking about that said that, but he did say that he liked them because they kind of, even though you killed off Nightcrawler, you at least... have a piece of him still in the mansion, which are the Bamps.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people didn't get that upset because he was still kind of there, but not really there. But I don't know. I think in the long run, if you stick with it, it might make sense, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, but
It is fun to read, but I don't know if it will be big and an impact on the X-Men universe. But then again, X-Men itself... is not really getting, with how Bendis is writing it, it's very, very slow of him getting to the point of who's the enemy here?
Yeah.
You know, what are they fighting? Is it the government? You know...
According to Battle of the Atom.
Battle of the Atom. I don't know what the enemy was, because they also had some sort of, like, enemy in the shadows that they were dealing with.
Yeah.
And they never came back to that.
Yeah, I feel bad. I haven't read any X-books after Battle of the Atom. Other than I read The Amazing number
one. I'm reading it, but, like, it took that long to get to that event with that story. And now I feel like it's just going to take a lot longer for them to get to the point now after that event's over. So, I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I need an X-Men book that, you know... I want my books to be shorter, to tell you the truth. Not the book. I want the story arcs.
Yeah.
I want three-issue arcs. Not Bendis, like, 10-issue arcs that, you know, just jump into transition into a next 10-issue arc that is basically the same arc as the first part, continuing. I don't want that.
Have they ever done... Now, in all new X-Men, I thought it was interesting, the whole Mystique thing, confusing young Scott. Have they ever come back to that yet?
No. Mystique is now Dazzler. That's where we're at. Dazzler, who is now Mystique, is part of S.H.I.E.L.D. because she's impersonating Dazzler. Okay. Where Dazzler is, I have no idea. I somewhere missed that. Where if she, like, kidnapped her or killed her.
Wasn't she married to Longshot living in the Mojoverse?
I don't know. Now she's like some sort of
Dazzler
assistant
agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
or something. Yeah, Dazzler. Because why not? Why not use them at one of the most useless mutants to be your...
That would be Jubilee, but she's a vampire,
yeah,
so...
You can't have vampires
no,
in S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, with a baby.
Yeah, future baby.
Okay, I still don't understand.
Future baby becomes future Iron
Sentinel. Yeah, it kind of looks like
right.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Sentinel Man.
And it's just kind of interesting that she has a baby, and then the baby's also Japanese or Chinese or whatever she is. Sorry, I don't know.
I think she's
Japanese.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's her baby.
She was very white in the cartoon.
Yeah. Confusing.
Well, she was adopted in the cartoon.
Yeah.
First episode's about that. Come on, Donnie.
Well,
can't you remember the 90s? No.
No.
The what?
Donnie drinks too much.
It
didn't happen in the aughts. Yeah. So, and it wasn't in the movies.
Was that a... That wasn't...
That was the decade between the 80s and the aughts.
No, who was the... who was the shapeshifter?
Morph.
Okay.
Which I keep thinking that they're making this new Uncanny X-Men into Morph,
uh-huh,
the one that changes like halfway.
Is that Gold Balls or is that somebody else?
No,
Balls.
No. Have you
Gold
noticed that
so
the Uncanny
different.
Team is like the worst X-Men team I've ever seen? Like, I don't know what he's going to do with these people.
It's like Police Academy for the X-Men.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting for that little...
The guy that makes noises?
The little black woman who she's very, you know, soft-spoken. Yeah,
yeah,
she's going to join the team.
That's
the sound effect
right?
guy. Yeah. And, yeah. That's what I'm expecting out of that book. I don't know. The last issue was basically setting up Morph guy. And out of nowhere, this character is just like, oh, I'm gay. I mean, seriously, he says, out of nowhere,
awkward, yeah,
he's gay. And you're just like,
well,
okay.
It was also awkward that 40-year-old...
was in his
white
room?
Queen,
yeah, Emma Frost was
Emma Frost.
Yeah, like,
was sitting there in his
name.
Room
yeah,
while
she's
he's
like
coming in from a shower.
Kid,
and,
like, and
she's just, he's just like, it doesn't matter because I'm gay. And it's just like, was that the point of you sitting in the room to figure that out? Like...
Yeah, aren't you psychic? Couldn't you have figured that out without having...
yeah, couldn't you?
You had to take that test?
Yeah. And then it turns out his powers are useful.
Well, I've really been missing things.
Well, his powers are useful. That whole issue was about his powers are useful because he can make people feel comfortable around him because they look like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of morphs into whatever.
They don't notice that he totally changes his appearance in front of their eyes.
Yeah,
like... I like this guy because he reminds me of me. Yeah, that's
the conversation
everybody
he's changing. Like, if he changed beforehand, I'd be like, all right, but.
I thought he was kind of silly. I mean, that's basically, I was just like.
That's a great mutant power, though. You going to battle with that guy?
Silly guy?
I can't hurt this guy.
This guy kind of looks like me.
This guy looks like me. Chapam! He blows his brains out with a laser beam.
I don't have a hole in the middle of my forehead.
There's
like
a Batman villain that had a hole in the middle of their forehead.
I remember that.
That was a useless
absence.
Book, too.
Yeah.
Written by, who was that written by?
That was a fill-in, yeah. That was in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Was it Batman and Robin?
Scott McDaniel.
Turned out it was a Bruce Wayne girlfriend who...
I skipped those.
Accidentally, somehow got shot in the head.
Ah, that happens.
But she lived. Because she was a rare being that her brain basically was, like, weird shaping. Yeah, it was a donut, so it just shot.
Very convenient.
Because that happened. Yeah. What are the odds of that, you know? Having a big donut shaped
brain and that's where
you get
shot
during the middle of the head. You know?
As luck would have.
It's almost like she was born to be shot in the middle of the head.
It only works once. Now they know to shoot her in the side of the head.
We're like, we're going to work on that next time. Right in the temple, isn't it?
Does she have a bullseye tattoo beforehand? And
she should.
Lady Bullseye.
I can't do that. It's easy.
Yeah.
Wow, the mouse won't like that.
No. Anything else?
No.
Donnie, you didn't like anything you've read. Wow.
That Manifest Destiny was pretty
good.
That.
Yeah, number two came out
number
today.
Two,
I haven't read it yet.
X Men had a Manifest Destiny.
Yeah. It did. It did. Yes. It did. Sorry.
It's okay. I never remember what I read the week before.
I had to actually pull up the list of what came out last week. But luckily, Pat reminded me of the greatest book in the history of books that came out last
week.
Well, it wasn't, but it was a great story. Six Gun Gorilla. I loved how it ended. I thought that was really, really good. That's going to be one of those books that I'm going to have a stack of the trades.
They left it open.
Oh, they left it open, but I thought that it had nice closure, though, too.
Yes.
The story, it can end with nothing else, but if they want to do more.
Well, I think they left it open for one of them, not for the other.
Right, right. But I like that a lot. That's going to be a book, if you come in going, yeah, I want something different.
That was different.
That's going to be in your hand. Yeah, it was real good, real good. Trying to explain it, that's going to be a little harder.
Yeah, it got kind of hard to explain the next to number five. Yeah. It was a little... Mm-hmm.
But it got good. I liked that a lot.
But otherwise, it was fine.
Okay, sorry. Going through the list to see what I read last week.
Was Black Science last week?
I think so. I liked that. I thought that was neat. Number two is... Or maybe that was 2 weeks ago. I'm not seeing it on the list for last week. Number two is next week. That was good. I liked that. Here I go. Trying to get prepared and not being able to be prepared. What else is new? I haven't read Spider-Man. Didn't read Velvet. Didn't read Trillium. I suck.
You didn't read a lot.
I didn't read a lot.
Yeah, you got all the
way down. I never read as much as you guys think. I love the people that think that I read everything that comes in, and I laugh. I'm like, do you go into the library and ask them if they've read every book in there?
That was quick.
It's the libraries?
We're watching the scores of the Blackhawk Flyers game because I'm a Chicago boy, and Pat is a Philly boy. So don't hold that against them.
Did Taves get a goal?
Specifically, I don't know, but I know the Blackhawks are winning 2-1 right now. Let's see. Keith has a goal, and that's all it says. Shaw, sorry. Yeah. Keith and Shaw. Ooh, all of 40 seconds.
Apart. Yeah, I was going to say, it was quick.
Yeah. What do you read, Pat?
I read The Six Gun Gorilla. Something probably no one else here is reading is the Marvel, or DC, what is it? DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe.
It sells well. I was
that interests me. Is it like a? Are they considering like Eternia, like another DC Earth?
No, it's.
I thought that would be interesting.
It's kind of weird, and it's weird because they got like Constantine's in it, and so I was a big He-Man fan back when I was a kid, which is kind of why.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't.
Yeah, and that's why I picked it up. So, you know, He-Man's mom is actually from Earth, and somehow she gets back to Earth. And at the end of the short-run six-issue miniseries that they did, Skeletor was banished. Well, he's on Earth. And now he's got, like, some punk kid.
They banished him to Earth?
Yeah.
They can deal with him.
Yeah.
Those jerks.
And, you know, at this point, it's getting in, you know, Superman and Batman and all them are, you know, kind of trying to deal with the Masters in the Universe. They think He-Man killed Superman, which, whatever. But the weird thing was there was a throwaway line at the end of the sixth issue of the six-issue miniseries where Man-at-Arms had said something about, and, you know, and Orko, you know, was a traitor to us all. And I'm thinking, I don't remember that happening. I've watched something. Well, you find out at the end of the last issue that he seems to be, like, the ultimate power behind Skeletor now, and he's Dark Orko.
Oh?
So I was like...
Dark Orko.
Yeah. And I'm like, I did not expect to see that. So it was...
I wouldn't have expected Dark Orko.
They need to reverse his color scheme now, so...
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Well, actually, that's why he was called Orko. Was because they reversed the film cells, and an O looks the same either way. His name was supposed to be Corpo.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then Superior Spider-Man, which...
I'm behind. I can't keep up. They come out too fast.
I don't know if I'm that impressed by the Venom story.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... I don't know. It's just Venom.
You're just waiting for the Goblin story.
What's it called? That's
Goblin Nation?
Something like that. That sounds right.
When does that... I wonder if that lines up with the... with all these number ones when they come out, if the ending of that is,
I don't know,
that would tell us.
No, because Goblin Nation is just starting, and when all these number ones are
coming,
just
starting.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, so a couple of announcements. I guess
that's
I should have done these earlier. No, it's important. A couple announcements just about the shipping for the next couple weeks, or
that's not sound good.
No, because. Christmas and New Year's Day are both Wednesdays. That kind of messes up New Comic Day. So what they're doing, the last couple of years, they've done a skip week between Christmas and New Year's because trying to ship around that was a nightmare, just with UPS a day off and trying to get stuff. So what they decided to do a couple years is have no product those weeks. But this week, this time's a little different because the week between, with them both being on a Wednesday, we're not going to have that one dead Wednesday where we need no product because it's just kind of, the Wednesdays are the days, the holidays. So what they're doing is on the 24th, Christmas Eve, there's just going to, I think there's like eight different books that are coming out. Good ones. Forever Evil 4, Justice League 26, Avengers 24, All New Now, number one. Origin 2, number one, and then some other stuff. So there will be new books on the shelf Christmas Eve. I'll be open probably till 4 or 5. So if you want to come by, there'll be stuff to get. And then the week after is going to be back to normal, but new books will be on Tuesday, New Year's Eve. We're going to get them, I think, Friday the week before.
You'll post this on Facebook?
I will post it on Facebook, but I just figured I'd mention it. And
Tuesday both days.
Tuesday, you're right, right.
Will you be doing a podcast Christmas Eve?
No.
I don't blame you.
And actually, you know what just dawned on me? This is going to be the last podcast of the year. Crazy, unless we decide to do something.
Whoa, next week?
Next week, Adam Warrock will be here doing a concert.
Can't he just podcast with us?
Well, he could, I guess, but... so yeah, special event. We're going to be having a concert in the store next Wednesday.
Yay.
So yay! I almost forgot about that. So no podcast next week.
What about after that week?
Well, that'll be Christmas Day.
Who schedules this stuff?
What, Christmas?
Christmas.
Yeah. The Christians.
Yes.
Supposedly Jesus wasn't even born in winter.
Well, if you don't want to celebrate. You don't have to celebrate. No, we're not getting into theological arguments
here.
Well,
he came here on a rocket from another planet.
No, that's our
Jesus. What do you expect? That's our Jesus. Superman is not my Jesus. Batman is.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow, somebody's going to hate us on this podcast.
They already hate
me. Let's just end it now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got tased.
You got tased. Okay. So we'll talk at you, I guess, in January. Hopefully you can find something to do with yourselves between then and now. And come down next week for Adam Warrock in the store, because I want a big crowd.
And Adam Russell is going to be here.
Adam Russell will be here, and maybe a dancing little kid. Hopefully
not. Holy crap.
See ya.
Up in your mind during this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands. your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite. Watches the wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Wob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when